the east side of Red Oak, 48 degrees at our studio. It's going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to make a new acquaintance for me, Ed Ensminger, with me this morning. Ed, good morning to you.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing very well. I'm not sure where you're at this morning, Ed, but hopefully the weather's nice and the day is beautiful for you.
I'm in Maryville.
Maryville, Missouri. Well, there you go. Home of the Bearcats.
That's it.
There you go. There you go. So, Ed, there's an event that's coming up. I think it is called the Young Eagles event at the Red Oak Airport. First off, big picture. Tell me about yourself, Ed. How did you get into aviation? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I started flying. I got my pilot's license in 1995. And I flew for the Missouri Highway Patrol. I was a pilot for the Missouri Highway Patrol until 2000. And I just have always wanted to fly ever since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm. And so you've just always had an interest in it then?
Yes, sir.
Sounds interesting flying for the Missouri Highway Patrol. I bet you have some stories there you could tell.
Flew a lot of traffic enforcement with the airplane and did some surveillance and just overall law enforcement work with it.
There you go. Still fly today?
Oh, yes. I've had I own an airplane. My son has his pilot's license. He's in his mid-40s. He's had his pilot's license for like 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just I'm building an airplane now from a kit.
How's that?
For him.
Yeah.
And I have a hangar out at the airport here in Maryville and just really enjoy it.
Good deal. And trying to help other people enjoy it, it sounds to me like, Ed.
When I was 11 years old, my dad was a carpenter and was building a building in a racetrack in Burlington, Iowa. And the owner of that racetrack had an airplane. And my dad told him that he would work all day for free if he would give his boy an airplane ride. And that was back during the Mississippi River was flooding.
Okay.
And the guy finally got this old hand prop airplane started, and we took off from the middle of this racetrack and flew for about an hour and a half. And that was my very first airplane ride, and I couldn't remember it like it was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I want to give that feeling to other young people by giving them their first airplane ride.
And so tell me, this event is called the Young Eagles event. It will be at the Red Oak Airport on April 11th. So it's coming up here pretty soon. What is the event like? What do you do? Tell me about the event that day and what it looks like.
I don't know if you remember Fly Iowa. Was a year ago.
Sure.
Or I guess 2 years ago now in Clarinda.
Sure. Absolutely. I was there.
And,
great event.
That was in August of 2024, and we had that was our inaugural run of the Experimental Aircraft Association Young Eagles program. And what it does is offer free flights to children 8 to 17 with the goal of inspiring youth interest in aviation. And since its inception in 1992, Young Eagles volunteer pilots have flown over 2 million kids.
Wow.
So I guess you call it our inaugural run. We started the EAA chapter in Clarinda are the Wind Riders, and we started participating in this mission to fly with. We started with 8 pilots and 66 youth that day.
Okay.
And I guess, did I answer your question?
Yeah, that, I mean, that's how it started. And really the goal, like you said, is to inspire young pilots, to introduce them to that first flight or just a flight to help build interest in aviation overall. So the event on April 11th, what's that going to look like, Ed? Do people need to sign up or show up, or how much is it going to cost me? Tell me about the details of that event.
Well, it's the pilots are all volunteer. They donate their time and, I guess, airplane expense.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that day, as you said, on April 11th, it's going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning. And the event will run till 1 p.m. And we have 10 pilots scheduled to give rides. And I think we have, so far, we have 58 you signed up for the event.
That sounds great to me. I don't know, but it sounds good to me, Ed. So,
well, we have Kevin McGrew, the airport manager there, is in Red Oak, and since our membership is made up of pilots based at a lot of different airports, Maryville, for example, and Clarinda, and Red Oak, and so we thought, you know, we would go beyond Clarinda and do events in other towns. And we've done two events in Clarinda and one in Maryville. And we've given airplane rides to about 120 kids.
So... And it's free, is that right? You just have to show up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a free event, right?
Yeah.
The kids show up. There's a little orientation we do, kind of a ground school.
Mm-hmm.
They're introduced to their pilots, and we have, for safety concerns, we have ground crew, safety personnel that escort the kids to and from the airplanes, and they can't get an airplane. They can't get around or in an airplane if the engine's running. The engines are turned off. Kids are escorted to the plane. They're given their ride. They come back. Like I said, there's a little orientation at ground school and then the flight. And I believe we're going to have lunch or a snack available.
Okay.
And
it just sounds like a... Else. I mean, would you prefer that, or maybe it's required that the kids sign up prior to the day, or can they just show up that day?
Yes, we have. I think we're full. You know, you got to keep the ratio to students to pilots.
Sure.
About when we flew that Clarinda event, we had. Each pilot had to fly 11 kids. That's kind of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We try to keep that ratio down around five to one.
I see.
So
you're probably pretty full then.
I'm sorry to say that I guess I'm not sorry to say we are full.
Yeah.
We have 58 people signed up to fly that day.
I think it's a great event. I mean, I think that's fantastic.
It's an outstanding event. It's very fulfilling for, you know, there's a lot of guys around that volunteer their time and their airplanes to provide that thrill of that first flight to kids, and it's very rewarding.
Do you have in the case of cancellation, should people sign up for maybe a reserve scenario, that sort of thing?
Anyone who didn't get signed up for the event and think they would be interested in taking a flight can contact us through that's the Experimental Aircraft Association or EAA Young Eagles at www.eaachapters.org.
Okay.
Or Wind Riders EA Chapter 1533 has a Facebook page.
Okay.
You can sign up there. And that's Wind Riders EAA 1533. Or you can contact the Wind Riders EAA Young Eagles coordinator, Adam Huseman, in Clarinda at 712-435-0107.
That is
712-435-0107.
There you go. So call, even though it's full at this point, you could go ahead and sign up, and if someone cancels or can't make it, then you can put someone else in that slot.
See what he says, right?
Yeah. So this is a weather dependent event, correct, Ed? If in the situation or the case, and now I'm counting on great weather that day, but you never know. You never know. So if it would get close and it looked like there may be weather issues, you'll let those folks know, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just common sense. The wind's blowing really hard or really at all.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if it's cloudy, the visibility's poor, or it's raining, you know, this we won't have an event that day.
Yeah. You'll postpone it to the next available time then.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if we do that, we'll let everybody know.
Cool. So Ed Ensminger with me. Ed, you are the vice president of the EAA Chapter 1533, correct? Based out of Clarinda.
Yes. Yep.
Very good. Well, great event. And, it's just kind of an enjoyable thing to do, isn't it? To get out?
Oh, it's very enjoyable. I can't tell you how gratifying it is. It's individual. How would I say? It's an individual event. It's a one-on-one. The kids fly by themselves with the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally there'll be a parent that will accompany us. But, you know, sometimes sometimes the kids are kind of scared.
Yeah.
Once you get them in the air, it's been flying around and pointing out things on the ground. And it's, you know, smile comes to their face and they're really happy. I've had a couple of kids that were a little scared.
Sure.
But, you know, after a while, they're smiling from ear to ear, and it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So about how long will the flight be, Ed? Do you have a...
They're about 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
They're over a set course. We get together and pre-plan this event, and we... have a pilot's briefing that sets a course, and basically it's set for time. And by the time you load the student, get him on the airplane, get him buckled in, you know, explain how things are going to go, and you do a circuit, take off and land. It's about the ride is about 30 minutes.
There you go.
It's about 35, 40 minutes per child. And,
but what a great great experience, though.
Oh, it's amazing. I really can't tell you how much I enjoy it. It's really a good time. You know, the thing about it that's gratifying to me is when I took that airplane ride when I was 11 years old, I can remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope to do the same thing with the kids that I fly.
Yeah.
And the other guys want to feel that way. It's that same way too. You know, they want to make sure that it's enjoyable. They don't do anything to scare the student. And it's all done in an extremely safe manner. And we want to make sure that kid has that memory for a lifetime too.
You bet. Very cool. And that event, again, I'm visiting with Ed Ensminger. Again, Ed is the vice president of the EAA chapter. That's the Experimental Aircraft Association, Chapter 1533. And Clarinda, the event is April 11th. Start time, what time did you say, Ed? Starts at 8? Is that right?
We start at 8. Pilot brief is at 7. So come on out. I think the... city manager, the airport manager, and even maybe the mayor are going to be there.
Okay.
And just come on, you know, if it's too late to sign out, just come out and watch. It's really a fun time.
Yeah, and if you're in the city of Red Oak and you see a lot of planes coming and going more than normal, that's what's going on, Ed. You're having your event out there.
That's it.
Very good. What else do we need to be aware of, Ed, that we haven't touched on yet this morning?
Well, I really can't think of anything.
Well, it's a great event. I know that who gets the bigger bit of enjoyment, the pilot or the student? I don't know. Well, it's good all the way around, it sounds like to me.
It's kind of a toss-up. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for the pilots, and it's certainly a lot of fun for the kids that we fly to.
You bet. All righty. Good event. Again, it's April 11th, and you know, it is weather-dependent. Like you said, a little common sense. If it's howling wind or rain or severe weather, well, you're not going to have it, but you'll have it as soon as possible. So, very good. Ed, it's a pleasure to visit with you. Great event, too, by the way. So, thanks for visiting with me this morning. I do appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. We'll see you here in a couple of weeks.
You bet. Sounds great. Thanks, Ed.
You're welcome.
Again, that's Ed Ensminger with me. That event is April 11th at the Red Oak Airport. And our thanks to Ed for visiting with me this morning. What a great event. And just sounds like a really good time.
It's time to see what's happening with the markets. This report brought to you by Justin and